Fucking Metal Rules, grr. It's the Metal Enema on SolarFallRadio.com. I'm The Undertaker.
I am Agapornis Epicac.
And we are one episode away from our Christmas special. You do not want to miss that one. Well, sorry, our Xmas special. Oh, boy.
We were told not to, at work, we were told not to say anything that could potentially offend. So they didn't want
Don't say anything.
Well, they didn't want us to say, you know, they didn't want anyone to say, you know, obviously Merry Christmas. So they said, if you feel the need to say anything at all like that, some sort of well-wishing type of thing, just say
Happy Holidays. Right. Well,
and looking at the calendar, you know, I didn't realize that Kwanzaa actually begins the day after Christmas.
Right, because
I guess it's on colored people time.
Late as usual. Oh, that's great. You know, I'll tell you what, tolerance actually won out. Well, whenever I'm in a work situation, and of course they're preaching tolerance, I always think it's one-sided because basically when they say tolerance, that means basically nobody talks about anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
which I'm fine with because most people are fucking stupid anyway, so I don't want to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, it's just as well. But we had one of the girls who kind of just sort of is one of the morale boosters at our office. She's also the office slut. So, you know,
sweet.
She boosts morale on the clock and off the clock. She gets her morale boosted all the time.
Nice.
But she was cutting out
her
little
morale boosty call.
Yeah. morale boosty call. She was cutting out paper stockings.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could kind of decorate them however we wanted. She was going to put them up all over the cubes and the walls and everything just, you know, for the holiday. And I went ahead and made one. She's like, do you want to make one? I was like, sure. And so I had the white trimming on the stocking at the top. It's like a Santa Claus boot, basically.
Yeah.
And I scribbled on the fringe, on the white little paper fringe, I scribbled, you know, with a red marker all over it and then drew oozing blood down the boot like it had been chopped off. And then underneath that, I put the Slayer logo and a huge pentagram. And then underneath that, I found this picture of this really scary looking Santa Claus doll online. He's just like all got his hands out and he's like scowling, but it's like got a little evil elf face. He's all rawr, like that. So I printed that out and cut it out under. And so he's like kind of, you know, going rawr underneath the Slayer logo. And I drew all over his beard with red marker and on his gloves and everything. So he's all covered with blood. And the couple of people were bothered by this and they're going, well, you know, I don't like that. And, you know, or they what did they say? We talked about this before. I forgot. They said, that's not very politically correct. And I said, well, why not?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I said, it's not. How is it politically incorrect? And they're like, oh, I don't know. I just think, you know, we're supposed to be sensitive to other people's feelings. I said, well, my fervently held belief is that Santa Claus walks around covered in blood.
So you're going to tell me that I can't believe in what I believe?
Yeah, exactly. The thing that was cool, though, is that, well, to her credit, I'm referring to her as the office slut, but I should be a little nice because she came.
She gave a really good blowjob.
Yeah.
And then, even with the electrodes connected to her balls, she took it.
She was like just gulping it down like a milkshake. Yeah. It was, you know, like veins exposed in her head, you know, from the pressure. No, she came over and she's like, today, she's like, where's your stocking? And like it was on my desk and it had been turned face down. I had put it up on my cube and apparently someone on my team had freaked out about it. There's a fucking Christian Catholic, Mexican Catholic on our team.
Nice.
So I said, oh, well, apparently it didn't make the cut. And she's like, well, that's bullshit. Here, give it to me. And she walked over and just put it up on the wall. I was like, all right. So.
Well, you know, to be sensitive to that Mexican Catholic's beliefs, you can always make like a collage with the piss Christ sticking out of a manger.
Yeah. Or that, or is this going to like actually like portray Jesus being born? Yeah. like not Immaculate Conception, just Mary with her legs up on laying in the.
Oh shit. You can, that's a great mold. So, okay. So in the holidays here in, at least in Texas, I don't know about anywhere else, but we have this, these grocery stores that have custom cake molds that you can make.
For
Thanksgiving, they have one that's it's a cake, but it's in the shape of a stuffed turkey.
Right.
So it's like this turkey shaped with this, you know, icing cake and icing stuffing gorging out of it.
Yeah.
So obviously the thought process is get the turkey cake and have a baby Jesus coming out of it.
Yeah. Slice up baby Jesus into even, you know, slices for everybody. That's kind of like, isn't that the myth of King Solomon? I'm going to cut this baby in half.
I'm going to
cut this baby Jesus in half.
Baby Jesus cake coming out of a turkey butt. So that's kind of like the, remember the sort of art installation that we were going to rig up for the cultural sensitivity brown bag lunch day at our former place of employment, where it was going to be the wheelchair with the menorah with the AIDS flag with the the turban and all this other shit in there covered in icing.
Right.
Set on fire.
It was gonna be like the equality cornucopia or whatever. Yeah.
All right. So you listeners out there, don't hold back. Make it.
Yeah, go ahead. Send us your photos of, you know, your Christmas vandalism. Yeah, go ahead. But we're going to talk about that more next week.
Right.
So don't worry. So we got a great show for you, as usual. A whole hoi polloi of, you know, culturally sensitive bands. Lots of equal time for black metal and death metal.
That's right. Nothing but ABC and Talk Talk tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the 80s enema.
No, we're not doing that. The flashback enema. All right, yeah.
Nothing but King Diamond and Coven.
That might be cool.
And Kirith Ungol. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Kirith Ungol, just weird way that they almost made it into the cultural subconscious is I was watching the opening for Richard Pryor Live on the Sunset Strip, and they're going down the Sunset Strip showing the Sunset Strip, and one of the clubs they pass on the marquee
is Kirith Ungol.
Kirith Ungol.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. It's like metal sneaking in again.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and hit you right in the face with some soul-searing stuff. This is actually Soul Erosion from Seance's fairly underrated album, Salt Rubbed Eyes.
Jesse Jackson coming at you. Soaked up in juicy brain, seven and mutilated, full grinding empathy, deep in the left to me. Don't deserve. Time to end.
Okay, that was Conspiracy from Slayer. Before that, Gehenna from their classic Malice with Manifestation. And before that, Seance with Soul Erosion. Now, people are always... I'm not... People are always asking. Nobody asks us anything because nobody cares. People are probably wondering, it's like, why do you guys keep playing the new Slayer? And my...
Because it's good for what it is.
Yeah, the response is that it's a good effort.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I have to say that I haven't seen Slayer in recent times, but I did see some footage of them playing one of the big European festivals really recently, and they were playing...
Silent Scream.
Sorry. You saw it too.
Yeah.
Silent Scream. And
with Jeff Hanneman with his Heineken beard guitar.
It says Hanneman on it.
Yeah.
But God damn, they were good.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just full throttle. It sounded just like the album. You know, Dave Lombardo was just going full blast. I mean, they sounded great.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. And I was actually like kind of pissed.
And now you wonder how the Republicans lost.
Yeah.
That's their anti-abortion theme song.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I mean, I like that song, even though I know what it's about. It's
I know.
It's real catchy. Anyway.
Life's Little Breakfast Destroyed.
That's the Pop-Tarts slogan.
Yeah.
Life's Little Breakfast Destroyed. Shows a kid biting into it. This is not really on the same topic, but I've been meaning to bring this up for a couple of weeks because it's keeping me up at night because I keep laughing about it. All right. There's that movie fairly recently about Idi Amin called The Last King of Scotland.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Idi Amin Dada is, he was the... really brutal autocrat who ran Uganda for many years. And there's a lot of myths about the guy because the people were all afraid of him. Now, there was allegations of cannibalism, and it seems like maybe there's a bit of truth to that. Not that he actually ate people, but he like drank their blood because, you know, he thought he would inherit their strength. You know, Africans have a lot of weird lore about that kind of thing, or that it would make him invisible or bulletproof or things like that. So the allegations against...
It doesn't?
Well, I don't know. I've never tried it.
Mm.
We have to try it. So there's all these crazy allegations about him, and people were really scared. It was like, you know, all the people believed all these crazy things like, you know, Idi Amin, oh, he eats people. He drinks their blood. And it's like, well, like, you know, you hear about that stuff. I guess that's possible. And it's like, oh, you know, he's invisible and he's bulletproof. I don't really know about that. Oh, and when he wants to execute people, he ties them to posts and then he flies a helicopter upside down to chop their heads off. It's like, now you're just talking crazy. That's made up by people who don't understand aerodynamics, you know.
Those are rumors spread by president.
Yeah, vice president. No, but that's just the most ridiculous thing. That was it. That's what's been making me laugh so hard. It's the idea of anybody deciding that a great way to kill, dispatch enemies is to tie them to posts and then fly a helicopter upside down to chop their heads off. I mean,
they'd be better off doing it like that Traces of Death 2 video that we saw where they just tie the guy to the top of the biplane
and
fly it upside down and bam!
Yeah, scrape him off on the ground. That was classic. No, but that's the thing. It's like, and then my question is, it becomes like the Ozzy Osbourne at Randy Rhoads' death story. It's like, okay, wait a minute. When they fly the helicopter upside down, is Idi Amin in the helicopter? Is he flying the helicopter, or is he standing on the ground like...
No. You know. He's strapped to the helicopter blades, and he's spinning around real fast. Yeah. He's got a machete in his hands. So when they fly by, and then he's like, getting his own hands dirty, flying in a circle and chopping people's heads off.
I thought maybe he'd be standing underneath the posts going, taking a big blood shower, you know, but I was just thinking, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's like, oh yeah, he's invisible and he's immune to bullets. Sure, why not?
Because if you're gonna tie somebody to a post that's that short that won't get chopped off when you...
Right, well,
that won't
to, like,
damage the
you'll have to like
blade.
You'll have to like tie them at their feet and make them basically stand on the post.
Yeah, and know? nobody's gonna stand there while the helicopter
like
comes.
They're
all gonna
duck.
Yeah, because if you have a post that's high enough to prevent people from hiking their hands over it.
Yeah,
it's going to get totally damaged. It's just going to fuck up the helicopter blades.
But I don't know if the helicopter can fly upside down. Maybe the blades won't get hurt either. Did you ever think of that?
Well,
he also mows his lawn with that same helicopter.
I've run over enough shit with my lawnmower to know that yes, the blades will get damaged. So.
I've just been making myself laugh over and over. Imagine it's like, all right, here we go.
I guess he can do it like the other urban legend of the guy that buries cats up to their necks in the ground and then drives over them with a lawnmower. He could just bury the people up to their necks in the sand and then fly over them with the helicopter.
It's like, That would never work. And it's like, seriously, it's like if I was like some kind of foreign aid worker, you know, because that's where these stories originally got at, you know, UNICEF and stuff went over there. I'd be standing there listening to them patiently, realizing that they're not as sophisticated as we are, etc. Oh, he drinks the blood of his people. Uh-huh, yeah. He's doing this, that. Uh-huh. And he flies a helicopter. Oh, shut up. That's idiots. Now I don't know what to believe, you know.
It'd be one thing if you said he turned on his plane and threw the people into the blades.
Through the turbines. Yeah.
That would be one thing.
Or if he like had a giant meat grinder built to put people through. I mean, that's possible, you know. Like Saddam Hussein, apparently, he'd bought these plastics processing factories that were basically used for recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these huge industrial shredders where basically you put any kind of plastic through, no matter how hard or dense.
Yeah, I've seen those. They have them for cars, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They have, like, all these industrial shredders. And story goes is that occasionally he would put someone through one of those to scare the shit out of everybody. Now, I believe that because that could definitely kill somebody.
And I saw the Weekly World News article about how he was throwing Christians to the lions.
Oh,
and that's fucking cool, too.
Yeah, no, I totally believe
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so. All right, so we got some more music for you.
Is it Blissful Blood Shower?
No, but it probably should be.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, actually...
Doesn't have to be.
No, we have Pentacle. Pentacle is our band of the month. And
Hi, Vonis!
Hi, Vonis, our good friend Vonis. Hi.
Hey, hi, it's your band that we're playing because you're friends
Hey, everybody, we're playing Pentacle tonight. If you're listening with Vonis, get ready to headbang and have a great fucking time because they're like the best band ever.
Because he's on vocals and plays bass and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not listening to your show anymore. I've never spoken to him in person, so I'm just presuming how he sounds.
So here's Blissful Blood Shower from Pentacle.
Quest to dissolve, rumbling to fall.
From Immortal, Pentacle did Devil's Shooting Gallery and March of the Campbelltown.
Isn't that that old folk song? Campbelltown races sing this song.
Do-da, do-da. Mm-mm, good.
Yeah, yeah. Campbelltown soup. I like chicken noodle. Oh, I don't have to have my teeth worked on.
That's good.
Yeah, that's really good. So now I can blow that same amount of money on new bass equipment.
Waka waka? Yeah. It's the crazy morning zoo horn.
Oh. All right, like I have to have teeth worked on. Waka waka. All right.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, let's not forget Music Video Distributors at musicvideodistributors.com.
Yes.
They still have, well, it's unlimited, basically. You can go there and you can buy anything on their site if you're in the U.S. And
you want Aerosmith's greatest hit.
Yeah. Now how much would you pay?
25% off.
25% off after, when you're in the purchasing field, like basically when you're typing on your information, there will be a promotional code and you type in Undertaker. And that will get you 25% off. And their prices are really good to begin with, so no reason not to do that.
That's right.
And this is what's nice about not being on FM radio, is that we can just tell people to do whatever we want. It's like in the old days, we couldn't encourage anybody to do anything unless we were like actually getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, so now we can just say, yeah, go.
Take all the Viagra you want.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is really neither here nor there. However, it's a good plan for the future for the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Nevada, along with...
isn't that a porno actress?
Probably.
I don't know.
Just... Las Vegas, sorry, apparently Nevada and Arizona and one of the other states around there is called the Uzi Triangle.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently that's the largest counterfeit submachine gun and assault rifle manufacturing.
It's also
group.
A porno actress.
Yeah.
Uzi Triangle.
Yeah. But apparently you can go to Las Vegas and get an AK-47 knockoff for $100.
No shit.
Yeah. So.
Where, just like at any store, or you have to like,
the criminal
underground.
Yeah, the assault force, fugitive strike force show I was watching.
Oh, okay.
Didn't say, they just said, you can go to the strip and get a knockoff AK-47.
See, I don't
want to
knock off
AK-47
though. I want the real deal. I don't want it to shit out on me when I'm fighting for Al-Qaeda.
That's right. And Al-Qaeda will provide you one.
Yeah.
With your very own.
Yeah. Here's your mat. Here's your AK. Now you need to figure out your food, water, and shelter. All right.
Now you need to figure out your own plane to fly into the White House.
Ah, the feds! Oh, no! Sorry. Go ahead. So anyway, you were saying?
Oh, so saying I'm booked tickets to Las Vegas to go pick up.
We do need to go there. We haven't ever
done 5 AKs to bring to work.
Yeah, no, awesome. No, we've never gone there. I mean, I've never been there. You've never been there.
I've never been there. No.
No, we need to just go there. Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's
maybe
the next pit of debauchery for the earth to cover, and you know, like New Orleans was a victim of water. Las Vegas is going to be washed away by the hand of God,
or maybe a massive earthquake, or something.
Now that'll be L.A. Hopefully.
Oh yeah,
L.A. and San Francisco.
Yeah, when California sinks into the sea.
Yeah.
Ha, that would be great. So here we have a band that we don't play maybe as often as we should because, I don't know, we just don't.
Because, you know, there's not a lot of call for the Bee Gees.
Right. No, it's Graveland with a 1,000 Swords. This is a song called The Time of Revenge.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's the Metal Enema on SolarFallRadio.com. I'm The Undertaker.
And I'm Agapornis Epicac.
Hey, all right, we're back. That was a band from Germany called Poison. On Skinny, bop, bop, bop. Oh, no, sorry. That's the wrong Poison. That's great.
Every rose has its thorn.
It's like, every rip has its torn. He just got busted for drunk driving the other day. There's a hilarious picture of him on the Smoking Gun.
Oh, great.
He's all, he's like 75 years old, that guy. Kind of like the poor man's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard...
Arr, once your children!
Before that, we had Dimalich with inherited bowel levitation. That's what happens when you eat at Taco Cabana.
Yeah.
And then before that, of course, Graveland with the Time of Revenge.
Also what happens when you eat at Taco
Cabana. Taco Cabana. It's Montezuma's revenge in that case. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was spitting your taco time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show we're discussing while the songs are playing, that it's kind of panning out like that scene in Good Morning Vietnam when Lieutenant Steve comes in and tries to do the same show. Oh, Frenchie, oh, Lieutenant Steve. Oh, Frenchie, oh, Lieutenant Steve.
Yeah, because we kind of got nothing this week. It's difficult right before we're going to do like a themed national holiday kind of show because we have to hold our fire. And, you know, we can't.
And this means that we actually have to make the Christmas show good.
Well, yeah, I don't think that'll be very hard. I think it'll be all right.
Christmas, Christmas.
You know, I'm not a Christian, and I don't believe in any of the tenets of Christmas, except I do like the holiday itself, like the fact that we don't have to work. Most people, once in the year in America, actually don't have to work. There's plenty of people who still do, but a majority of us get the time off. And, you know, it's easy to argue. It's like, it's fucking Christmas. Give us the time off.
I do think it's sad, and maybe we'll cover this. Maybe I should save this for next week, but it's sad that the whole Santa Claus thing's been debunked so much, because growing up about 20, 30 years ago,
yeah,
it was still plausible. I mean, people weren't really out to try to bust the Santa Claus myth.
Yeah,
was,
now kids, you know, don't even believe in it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of cool to try to wrap your brain around, how does one guy go everywhere in the world in about 8 hours, 12 hours?
Right. Well, like I said,
how does he get down the chimney?
Well, I used to tell my little sister that when you're good, Santa Claus brings you a toy. When you're bad, he
rapes you in your bed. Rape, rape, rape.
Well,
rape.
That, and that he comes into the house and takes one of your toys away if you've been bad. That, and then he gives it to some other kid. That's how he does it. He goes to all the bad kids' houses first, and then gives the toys to the... That's what I wanted to... I was reminiscing, and I was thinking about my cousin, who's got a whole shitload of emotional problems.
Uh-huh.
And
this is the one that printed out...
Yeah, he printed out of the paper bumper stickers and the had the fag flag on his car, and I don't even know if he's gay. But he is now, you know. He was like 4 when I was like 16.
Yeah.
And he was having a fit because a lot of kids at school, this ties into what you were saying, a lot of kids at school are already saying, oh, Santa Claus isn't real, Santa Claus isn't real. And on Christmas Eve, he's just having a conniption. Like, he's having this crisis of faith. He's like running around screaming. He's like, is Santa Claus real? Is he real? Just tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Because he was afraid that if he didn't believe, then he was going to get left out. If he didn't want to gamble wrong.
Yeah.
And you know, and my aunt's holding him, just saying, like, you just need to calm down, honey. And he's like, and he looks at her and goes, is God real? Tell me the truth. Well, and that was the same year I got yelled at by my mother because my sister had decided that Santa Claus wasn't real. And then I just said, gee, I wonder how long it'll take her to stop believing in Jesus.
Undertaker!
Yeah. I mean, well, the reason my sister stopped believing in Santa Claus was because my mother bought her Little Mermaid underwear, which she wanted.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause she's like 3½ word, loved a Little
Mermaid. Did it have the crab?
Yeah, right. Had a bunch of crabs on it. Yeah. Yep. But she bought her Little Mermaid underwear
and a starfish on the back
from Santa on it. And my sister opened it and she was happy, but then she was like, Santa wouldn't bring me this unless he was trying to say something special.
Yeah.
I'd like you to wear this
when I come down the chimney next year.
Yeah, I hope you'll be ready for me. By the way, just for those of you who get dragged along to the mall with your girlfriend or wife or whatever, for those of you who have wives who like to shop at Victoria's Secret, and if you do, I pity you because that means they're overweight. Because only seems like only overweight women actually shop there. I don't know what that's about. You know, you see they have the most awesome models in the commercials, yeah, but then only really unappealing women shop at Victoria's Secret. And you're probably talking to yourself right now going, well, my girlfriend's hot and she shops there. All right, fine, whatever the fuck. I don't care. Now, but,
oh, yeah? What does her MySpace profile look like? Is it just her eye and her lip?
Yeah. Is it just her tits?
Yeah.
You know, and like hiding her huge fat midsection?
And her fupa?
Yeah. So I was just going to say, if, for those of you guys who are still getting dragged along to the mall and have to go into Victoria's Secret and, you know, your significant other's taking way too long, just walk up around behind her and keep following her everywhere. And the minute she touches anything, immediately announce very loudly every time, "Oh, wow, you look so hot in that." It's kind of like when they go into Crabtree and Evelyn, you know, where it has all the potpourri. Yeah. You just, what
pick
I used
up the
to
candle
do.
And... Woo! Yeah. Man! Oh,
well, no,
God.
I didn't even do that. I just walked her into each canister full of potpourri, the different potpourri, and just clank, woo, clump, clank, woo, clump. And then, of course, we're walking around, going, oh, God, my head.
Yeah,
ow,
yeah.
Ow, ow.
The last time I had to go into one of those stores, and it was actually to say hi to an old radio buddy of ours.
Who's that?
I don't remember. Oh. I walked in and I was like, oh my God, this place fucking stinks and is giving me a headache. And
yeah.
They asked me to leave. So it was good.
It was just like that time we were with our friend April at Talbot's.
Yeah.
Which is like where Nancy Reagan buys her clothes, because her grandmother bought her that gift certificate and she's like this punker chick. And so she was trying to like take it back.
Yeah.
And I put that leopard hat on and I was following around going, bitch, where's my money? Bitch, where's my money? And you were...
They also have at this store, they have the red phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's a catalog hotline, but we kept picking it up going, launch them now! Yeah. Launch them now!
Sell! Click, yep.
Hello, Batman?
And they couldn't kick us out because she was actually a customer. Yeah. And then we sat on those stripy couches they had there and talked about, these couches suck! We were being dicks. She thought it was awesome. All right, this is Disincarnate with... Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. How
this
do
is
I do this?
Disingenuous?
No, it's... We had Seance with Soul Erosion, and Now it's Disincarnate with Soul Erosion. Think of a new title, guys.
slip on the roof.
Was Samael with Son of Earth. Beharit before that did Semen Blood.
Yep.
And Disincarnate did Soil Erosion.
Yeah, it's a big problem in the Midwest. Yeah. I like the title for Samael. It's not Son of the Earth, it's just Son of Earth.
Right.
It's like Son of Beach, shit! Son of Earth, shit! So one quick follow-up I wanted to make about my little neurotic cousin was that when
he has a photocopied, printed out fag flag,
packing tape
to the back of his car.
Yeah, I think my aunt finally took all those off.
Great. Now there's big chunks missing out of the paint.
Yeah, paint ripped off. That's going to be great. But so he's having this huge crisis about Santa Claus. And finally, I just felt bad for him. I said, hey, listen. It's like, I took him aside. It's like, hey, listen, it's okay. You know, there is a Santa Claus. It's all right. In fact, it's like, let's write him a note. All right. We'll write him a note and, you know, we'll put it up and, you know, we'll see if he signs it. So he writes a little note. Dear Santa Claus, I still just want to know if you're real. If you are, please sign this. You know, thank you, David, whatever. That was his name. And so we put it
that
in
his... That was his name at the time.
Yeah.
Now it's Glinda.
Yeah. He changed it to Bruce. So we put the note in his stocking, and then I actually took a little bit of ashes out of the fireplace after the fire had died down. Actually, while the fire was going, and I set the living room on fire. No. I poured ashes out right on the hearth. Or not on the hearth. Whatever is that the hearth in front of the fireplace?
Sure.
Okay. And then I ground it down with my boot, so there's a boot print. All right. And then I signed it Santa Claus and the whole thing. It was just a cute thing I did.
Yeah.
So, but here's where it backfired. He came downstairs like, you know, it was Christmas, and he had stuff from Santa, and he had the signed note in the boot, and he's like so excited, and he made his mom take a picture of it and all that. That was all fine. It was cute. I was glad he was happy. You know, it was a nice thing I did for my cousin on Christmas. They go back to school 2 weeks later, and my sister, who was the same age as him, she was also 4 or 5 yeah. at the time, and my cousin are in the same class, and talking about, you know, the teacher's like, so did everyone have a good Christmas or a good holiday or whatever, you know? And some, you know, was Santa Claus nice to everybody? And some kids all, Santa Claus doesn't exist. And then my cousin's like, yes, he does. I have a letter signed by him. And my sister's going, oh, you know, like sitting away from him, you know? Yeah. And I was like, I couldn't believe that my sister's reaction at even at that age, just kind of, you know, kind of just, oh boy.
Little child fake mustache finger going up under the nose.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. So, anyway.
How did it backfire?
Well, that was it. I mean, he apparently embarrassed himself in front of the whole class. No, I mean, I don't know what the other outcome was. I just, my sister describing me, that her complete embarrassment. And she came home, she's like, David was talking about the letter you wrote for him at school, and it was so embarrassing. She was a charitable.
And in 10 years, he's going to suck a lot of cock.
Oh, I don't. God, I don't know. He didn't do that when he was 14. I don't know if that's true. I'm going to ask him point blank because I always give that kid shit. I'm going to walk in. Sir, are you gay or what? Because I'm going to see him like in a week or so. It's like, so what's the story? Fag. No, yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll just walk in. How's it going? Fag. And see how he reacts. If he goes, well, oh, you know, shut up. Be nice.
You know. You know, he might have a Brazilian sugar daddy called Santiago Claus. That's coming down his chimney.
Yeah, boy. Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Exactly.
This is Imprecation. This is a good band from Texas lore.
And we do know them.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. But they're not going to be our band of the month because they haven't put out anything in like 12 years.
Yeah.
But this is a classic from their album, Theurgia Goetia, God damn it. Theurgia Goetia Summa, thank you. And this is a song called Vomit Floods of Christian Remains.
Yeah.
God, we should have played that last week on the bulimia show. But oh well, oh well. Spilt milk and spilt and vomit
spilled
floods.
Vomit floods of Christian Remains. Thank you.
I'm not sure. Back into the gun! Back into the gun! Back into the gun! Back into the gun!
everybody, you are listening to Metal Enema on SolarFall.com. I am not the Undertaker.
And I'm not Agate Pornus Epicac.
It was Usurper covering Peter Gabriel with Slave Hammer.
I wanna be you Slave Hammer. Why don't you call up on Satan? Ow,
oh, let me be Slave Hammer. This will be my testimony. Slave hammer. Okay. Necromass before that. Sodomatic orgy of hate.
Wanna be dead.
Your sodomatic orgy of hate. Adorior did Conjuring Malignant Evil.
Wanna be dead.
Conjuring Malignant Evil. And imprecation vomit, bam, floods of Christian remains. This will be my testimony. Vomit, blood of Christian remains.
Run to the fire!
That was Thunderbolt from Shadows of the Deepest Night, back before they were afraid to be openly, nationally socialistic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then Autopsy with Pagan Savior.
Before they were afraid to be openly nationalistic.
Yeah. And then before that, Hammer Witch with Carve Your Own Doom. Hey, kids, carve your own doom. So that's another show. Thank God. That was horrible. That was really a chore.
Somehow we made it through.
Yeah, you know, it's a good thing we have these songs. Yeah. Everybody goes, oh, you guys, I always like just listening to you talk. It's like, well, you know, if it wasn't for those songs, we'd be fucked.
Because the show would only be about 20 minutes long.
Yeah, we'd run out of things to say. Basically, when you really think about it, we're only talking for about 35 minutes total. You know, it's like a relatively... medium length phone conversation. In the meantime, every time
and if it really was a phone conversation, there'd be a lot of just
pauses, you know. So
silences, yeah, in
so
there.
What are you doing this weekend? Yeah, so working on the house.
I don't know. I got some shit to do. Okay, well,
it's not that bad. Christ. Oh. Well, I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac, myspace.com/metalenema.
metalenema@gmail.com.
Musicvideodistributors.com.
Yeah, musicvideodistributors.com.
/ Undertaker coupon when you're checking out. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, exactly.
You can figure it out. You boys are
yeah. AskJolene.com.
Yes.
Don't do it when your parents are around. It's not work safe. All right, so that's it. Another episode shot to hell. So see you next time. Tune in next week. We got our big Xmas episode.
Christmas,
you're gonna love it. You're gonna
here.
Love it.
Time for a joy and time for a beer.
I wanna be
your slave hammer.
Why don't you call my name? Wow, you're gonna call the slave hammer.
This will be metal enema.
Bye bye.